Report, Tillis Cinema Amnesty for Illegal Aliens is Dead for Now in Congress. By John Binder on December 18, 2022. A plan by Senators Tom Tillis, RNC, and Kyrsten Sinema, IOZ, which included amnesty for illegal aliens and inflating the United States labor market with more foreign workers, is dead for now in the lame duck Congress, reports suggest. For weeks, Tillis and Sinema have floated a plan that would give amnesty to at least 2 million illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program while also opening the labor market to more foreign competition. The plan sought to trade illegal and legal immigration expansion provisions for big pay raises for the nation's Border Patrol agents who have struggled in recent years to deal with record-breaking illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. Sinema's local newspaper Arizona Central reports that the plan has failed to gain traction in the lame duck Congress and is dead for the moment. A last-ditch effort by Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema to provide an estimated 2 million undocumented youth with legal status in exchange for stronger border security measures failed to gain enough support in the U.S. Senate to reach the 60-vote threshold needed to advance legislation. Emphasis added. The plan's reported failure comes as big donors to Tillis and Sinema, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the American Hotel and Lodging Association, the Koch Network, and the National Restaurant Association, along with billionaire Mark Zuckerberg's Forward.us, tried to push the amnesty over the finish line in the lame duck session with lobbying campaigns. Mass migration activists and big business have been persistent in attempting to ram an amnesty through the lame duck Congress as House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, vying to be Speaker in the new Congress, has repeatedly said he will not consider any amnesty plans. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.